You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to In the Can with Kip Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, everybody. You are back in the can on LA Talk Radio with Kip Brown. I got a great, great project and a great show for you guys today. It's called Knuckle Draggers. I got some of the cast in. I got Sarah Delaney, Paul Alessi, and Ross McCall.
Nice.
How you guys doing?
I'm so sorry about that. That took 3 seconds for him to ruin your name.
You screwed the pooch. I'm sorry. I owe you a hand.
Sarah Delaney,
my mistake. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us, man.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm glad you guys came in. And I'm going to go just right off the bat, before we do the intros, who you are, what you're doing, how to get in contact with you. I want to say this is one of the best projects I've ever seen. It's definitely in my top three. And I don't want to give too much away, but you guys are going to kill with this.
Paulie, how much you pay?
I don't know. Man,
that's
fantastic.
And I see a lot of films. This thing is awesome. Awesome. So go ahead. Let's start with you, Paul. Who you are, what you're doing, how to get in contact with you.
Paul Alessi. I'm a producer and actor. And you can contact me through my website, pauljalessi.com.
All right. Sarah, you're up.
Sarah Delaney. Personal contacts, there's always a good old MySpace account.
MySpace.
MySpace, Facebook. If you want to call my agent, you can. But all that info's on there anyway, too. But yeah, MySpace/SERAHDLAINE.
Or email me, I'll give you her phone number.
I'm glad you spelt it, though, because some other Sarah Delaney, like with the SA, would have, being outdated. I'm Ross McCall, and you can, I don't know, call my name out on the street. Someone will hear you.
That's a little dangerous.
And again, I got to apologize about that, Sarah, because we went over it like 3 times. Like, no, I got it. Don't worry about
it. Eight times.
Fluid, man.
Eight times.
As long as you spell it right, I don't care how you say it.
There you go. As long as it's right on the check, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. And this is, very beautiful, by the way. Very beautiful. And
thank you.
Nice job. Oh, we're going to get to you, Ross.
He was looking at me. Waiting for eye contact.
Okay.
That's
right. Let's go right off the bat. Where are you guys from? How'd you guys all meet and put this whole thing together?
Well, I'm originally from Scotland. Lived in London for years. Came over here a couple of years ago. And I met Paul and our director, Alex Ranarivello. Very talented man. There's your plug, big man. I met them in some seedy room in some casting joint in Hollywood. And funnily enough, they wanted me to come in the week before, and something was going on in my life, and I was like, I can't do it. And they were like, well, you know, if you don't come in today, then we're going to cast someone else. I was like, really? a couple of days went by, and they were like, all right, come on in. So I went in, and I sat down, and we hung out, and kind of hit it off straight off the bat, really, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, Paul's got that kind of street east thing that I kind of, I don't know.
You got it.
Magnetized.
You got it. Well, I know you guys had good chemistry just because, you know, sitting here while we're talking before we went on, you guys had great chemistry.
Sure.
And I got to bring this up, man, because I just watched Knuckle Draggers, and I'm talking to you for maybe 2-3 minutes tops, and I'm thinking this is an East Coast guy, you know?
Yeah.
And boom, you floored me with that accent, man. I just want to commend you on that.
Thank you very much.
How'd you go about working that thing out?
You know what? We were kind of mentioning it before. I'd watched an awful lot of movies when I was a kid. I was that kid that used to sneak into the theater. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I used to like, there was this theater in this town where I grew up, and I used to climb up to the top of the roof with my pals, and there was like a shack on top of the cinema, and it was always unlocked, and we'd go in. It was like an attic, you know, so there was like floorboards and whatnot, and there were these things in the floor that you lifted them out, and they were the lights in the ceiling of the theater. And I used to lay down and watch the movies through this. I mean, you know, it sound like I was born in 1920. You know, my family kind of had a bit of money. I mean, I probably could have bought a ticket, but you know,
a free movie's a free movie, you know? Come on.
I feel like the Artful Dodger right now. Yeah, and I was looking through this hole. And so, I used to watch movies that way, and Goodfellas was like a big kind of influence on my life when I was a youngster. And so that's where the New York thing came from.
Well, you nailed it, man. You nailed it.
Thank you. Very kind.
All right, Sarah, where are you from?
Born in California, actually, Santa Monica.
You're the one.
I'm the California one. No, we left when I was 6 and ended up traveling around Europe for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So after 5 years, managed to get a little culture shock by moving to Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Europe to Michigan.
Yeah, so spent 3 years there and then moved back out to California when I was 13.
Back to LA or back to Santa Barbara?
Back to LA.
Back to LA?
Well, into LA.
All right. You know, I'm from New York, but I grew up in Thousand Oaks. You're old T.O.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, they're a small world, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Not really.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I don't
not
know.
In this town.
You're
not
up to Michigan.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Paul, what do you got, man? Where are you from?
I'm from Queens, New York, originally.
Hey, you're not from Europe or London?
No.
What?
No.
He's from
here.
Queens, man, so keep an eye on your equipment.
Exactly. If there's anything we could use for the films, I would already stole it.
It'll be out of door.
Gone. Well, if there's anything that could be lifted, I would have taken it first. It would have been gone when I first got here, so nice. I ain't mad at you. Okay, let's talk about this script. You wrote it.
No.
No, you didn't write it.
Alex Renna-Ravello. There's his second plug.
Didn't
Alex Renna-Ravello.
Was it on the copy that I got?
No. I produced it and acted in it. Alex Renna-Ravello.
My mistake.
No,
this is
right.
Slightly awkward,
it happens.
Guys.
Yeah, boom.
Sarah, did you write it? Did you have anything?
No.
Nothing.
She's actually, I may have, you know, written my own lines.
Wow.
Mistake,
yeah.
But
wow.
Maybe
just taken away
a few
from
things.
Her.
Yeah, exactly.
I stuck to the script word for word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as you guys shooting, what were some of the difficult things that happened on set? Something tricky, something funny, something weird?
There was a lot of funny stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, can imagine. You guys are a wild group.
Well, and I keep asking for, you know, some gag reels, and he's not sending any to me. So I don't know if maybe we thought we were really funny. And
I'll send you some.
Have we got some goodies?
Oh, yeah, we got some good ones. The one, well, made a lot of us laugh was when we walked in with our pants off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, all right, take us through that one.
There for
take
that
us through
day.
This one.
and was Omar as well. Omar was behind us.
But Omar bottled it. Omar
yeah.
didn't do it.
Exactly.
He just, like, came behind us and... Well, that was weird.
He
didn't do that. He walked behind us.
Is this PG or is this an...
Hey, let it roll, man. Let it fly.
Careful what you say. People can't see your facial expression.
Hey,
you're only going by your words
that's
here.
That's your mind right now. I was very clean.
That's your
exactly.
mind. You said it.
Yeah, I know. But he didn't do it. He, you know, he kind of came back, and but you know he had our back.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had no pants on. Doesn't sound that funny now though. But it was funny at the time, right?
Yeah, no, it was. And it looks good on the blooper reel. Omar actually is a funny dude.
Yeah,
we got a lot of blooper stuff with Omar, just being silly Omar,
mm-hmm.
which is a really talented guy. But
oh, yeah.
got
Omar
a bunch
Gooding,
of blooper stuff.
Way.
Yeah, Omar Gooding. What else was there? You wanted to know other blooper stuff?
Oh, well, first of all, we'll get back to the bloopers. But I want to say, this is a romantic comedy.
Right.
And this is a romantic comedy that I think is like a guy's movie. You know, because that was as I don't want to give too much away, and I will not do that. But as, you know, you're looking through your movie collection in the movie, I'm like, I have every one of those movies in there. And you guys are saying, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, I love that movie. And I could identify a little bit with every male character in that. And you guys are going to make a killing with this. How did you guys go about with your characterization, putting all that stuff together?
Yeah.
I showed up on set.
Well, honestly, talking about the original script or the whole casting and everything.
No, your character, and then we'll go to Ross's character.
Well, mine's a little different because Alex specifically wrote this script with me in mind to play the role of Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, obviously a lot of that is me.
Are you trying to say you're not that far from the character?
Because
once you see the movie, you might want to take that back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bail myself out and say I'm not that character.
Well, look, man, I think as far as dudes go, depending on your age, there's a little Kyle in all of us.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of Kyle in all of us.
And that's the thing. We took a lot of the stuff that all of us wish we did or wish we said or things, and kind of put that all into Kyle. So kind of grew Kyle a little more than it would originally be, if that makes sense.
All right. Well, without giving too much away, just describe Kyle.
Kyle.
Dark hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kind of, he thinks he's a stud. He thinks he's really good with women. He abuses them.
Like most men.
Like,
I mean,
not
physically. I mean, yeah. He's not going around beating the chicks in the movie.
Right, that's about half of male gender.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, that's only half. That's only the Brits in America. No.
But he actually does have a little bit of a soft side that's underneath it all. And that's about all I could really get into, I think, with Kyle at the moment.
Yeah. All right, Ross, let's talk about Ethan.
With Ethan, man, this was, look, I mean, if anybody out there knows the kind of work I do, Ethan is like such a far stretch and far removed from anything I normally sort of take on, and that's what appealed to me.
He's the real Kyle.
Wow. Really? Basically, you're saying it really took really? Acting.
I wouldn't necessarily call it that. No, I think it took a form of something. But, you know, I knew that the script was or the character of Ethan was loosely based on Alex. He's going to hate me saying that. But, you know, it's very loosely based on Alex. I mean, Alex is a winner with a chick, so let's not, you know, go down that road. why are you laughing?
I'm trying not to laugh, man.
It's radio. He was laughing, Alex. It wasn't me. But, you know, so I knew this kind of nice guy thing that Ethan had going on, and you know, he's not your soft sap who has no luck with women. I mean, if you know, when you see the movie, he has a go at the beginning and he goes through this journey. But you know, it really it appealed to me playing somebody a little softer, a little naive,
right?
Just a typical nice guy. You know, we've all got that friend who's been in the relationship for 4 or 5 years, and you know, is maybe slightly under the thumb. Slightly.
A little
and
wet.
When he comes out of it, yeah, he's wet behind the ears. And so that was a appeal for me.
Well, you know what? I was going to save this for later, but I got to get to it now that you brought that up about us all having that friend.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to open this up to a segment of what would Kyle say or do? What would Ethan say or do? All right? Because I got a buddy of mine, and I'm not going to say his name or even what he does, but he got a job working up at the Playboy Mansion.
Nice.
That's what I said. And he's engaged. And he's like, well, you know.
Oh, he's in so much trouble.
No. See,
honey, I've got to stay at work a little later tonight.
And I'm
watch
like,
the movie first.
I'm like, and it's working from week to week. It's not like 7 days a week. But he's like, I don't know, I'm going to tell. You know, I'm like, you know, bro, I don't think you need to tell her until you wrap this job up.
She doesn't know yet?
Oh, wait. He's like, why? But I want to be honest with him. I'm like, it's only dishonest if you do something with somebody, all right? That's dishonesty. You don't need to aggravate yourself with this. Just trust me on this one. Let it go. When the job is wrapped, then you can tell her, all right? He tells her. Text me back 2 minutes later. Ooh, she's pissed at me. I'm like, go figure, you know? What'd you think was going to happen? All right, so what would Kyle do? What would Ethan do in this situation?
If we were working at the Playboy Mansion and we had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Go on.
Kyle wouldn't say shit. He wouldn't tell her at all.
Is he allowed to say that word?
Absolutely.
Really? That's
let it fly, man.
I love it. Yeah. I'm so excited we can curse. No, I'm not going to. What would Ethan do? Ethan would, he'd be your friend. Straight off the bat. He'd be like, listen, I've got this job. It's at this place. It's this Playboy bunnies, but honey, I've got the blinkers on. I'm not looking anywhere. I mean, he would confess that straight away.
That's the way I would see it going. And, you know, of course, you know, Kyle's character would probably be nailing everything that moved in there.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know, but like me, in my life, I'd be like, what? It's, you know, a spoon's a spoon. There's nothing wrong with spooning, right?
No.
You could have a spoon at the Playboy Mansion.
Spooning's good.
It'd be fine. Yeah. You're not doing anything. You're not kissing. You're not, you know, there's no line being crossed.
Being the only female in this room.
You don't like the idea of spooning? Like, is spooning bad?
Spooning's fine. Depends on who it's with and when and
a Playboy
who
bunny.
You're attached to.
A couple girls.
Playboy bunny. Playboy bunny. You, right. Yeah, either side. That's it. A sandwich. Yeah. A sandwich. Yeah. Food.
Bunny sandwich.
Now that is something. A bunny sandwich. Bunny sandwich. Happy Easter, everybody. You love it. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Sarah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Poor Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
No. I think at least for all the women listening right now, I have to kind of interject.
Defend the cause, girl.
She wants to hide. Okay. I have to.
Defend the cause. Should I get my bra and start burning it right now?
I didn't know you wore one.
You should see.
We'll burn it together. It'll be quite a moment on Easter.
Sure.
No, I'm just saying that if your relationship is secure, your woman is secure, and you are secure, there should be nothing wrong with saying something.
You think so?
And it's called communication.
You know what? That was like the smartest, most sensible answer. I'm high five. You know what? We're chumps.
I'm drawing from personal experience because I was working on a project and there was a lot of girls running around and, you know, I didn't do anything, but I never said anything until we wrapped the project. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm like, so I'm going to draw off my own playbook, but he's a younger cat. They're in their 20s. And I'm like, dude, she will bring this up 4 years, 5 years from now.
It is going to haunt her.
If she's that kind of girl, because honestly, if you don't know, but if you didn't tell her, then she's now thinking like, well, why'd you want to hide that? So
I'm sweating now, by the way.
I know.
I'm so uncomfortable. uncomfortable.
She will jab you, drive that home. I know her. But
if you tell her, would she still let you have the bunny sandwich?
Well, that all depends on your girl.
Listen, if your girl's going to allow you to have the bunny sandwich, I think there's problems. Let's be fair. I think, you know.
Well, you know, again, testosterone is a motherfucker. That's all, the only way I can describe it, you know? And, you know, in my younger days, you know, things were a little bit different. But as I got older, you can mellow out a little bit. You know, it's not that big of a deal. But when you're a young man, you got something to prove. You're like, yeah, I can do this. Ain't no problem, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I saw a lot of that in Kyle. And I saw a little bit of it in Ethan. But not until he was really kind of pushed. And I'm going to give too much away. But the advice that he gave you was working for you, man. Some of it was working.
It's good advice. Yeah. I still use that.
I was just going to ask, would you really use that in real life?
Right now, absolutely. Why not?
No, because like I said, I identified with a lot of these characters, all the male characters, a slice of each one, because, you know, I was, at one point I was like, yeah, man, there's only one alpha male, there's only one killer wolf, and then you get older, you're like, you're an idiot, man.
Absolutely.
You just relax a little bit.
And you know what? Listen, I mean, you know, we can all be the guys and puff out our chests. There's something nice about being a gent in today's society.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's something cool about it. I think as you get older. I mean, as a youngster, I was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. You look back and
yeah, it's awful, you know. And so, yeah, there's something dead cool about being able to actually, you know, hold a relationship down. So your kids listening.
Yeah, but also there's nothing like you quite using a urinal, man, so by all means.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want to give too much. it's a long story. I'll tell you later.
I'm intrigued. Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away, Sarah, but there was a scene.
The nude one?
Yeah, that one. You know, the bunny.
Did we tell you?
No. How could you cut that out?
Did we mention that Sarah's kind of hot? Did we mention that? It's been mentioned, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
much.
That's in the credits. Did she request to put that in the credits?
That's right. Yes. It's at the end.
Yep. Thank you
it's
for that.
Sarah Hot Delaney.
I didn't think I would get, you know, any recognition until Ross really made sure everybody.
Absolutely.
Got to make sure we get most of the guy population to see the movie.
They will. And they're going to love it. They will.
Naked scene, right?
Yeah, it's a naked scene.
It was body double.
Oh yeah, there's two of her running.
No. I've been working out, and you know
he has actually. He's lost a bunch of weight. He looks he's in really
Easy
good shape
tiger.
Right now.
Jesus, it's not like
I know you were kind of a heifer.
No, but
before.
You're looking really lean, man.
Thanks, pal.
What are you doing, man? You working out? You throwing some iron?
You know what? I'm made to throw some iron. I don't enjoy it. I don't. You know, I'm not that guy, man. I'm not that guy that wants to go down to the beach and take my shirt off. And, you know, I like my cheeseburgers.
Don't lie. You saw yourself on film and realized it adds 10 pounds.
I was like, you know what? I look like such a porker right now.
That's awesome.
I got to get on something. I'm on Nutrisystem.
All right. There was a scene when your character was on a date. And I noticed that you had planned on going Dutch. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, all right, you're screwed. What does that mean to a woman?
For a woman to go Dutch?
Yeah, on a date, first date.
I could throw out the possible funny answer and realize that, and say basically that it just means she doesn't like him and doesn't want to go home with him. So don't worry, honey, I'll pay.
Because that's what I got.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't really like going out on dates. So from personal experience,
you've had bad dates. A good date's terrific. A good date is a fun
date. The whole thing really makes me uncomfortable.
What, dates?
Yeah, the whole dating and all that stuff. Like, why does it have to be so intense? And
No, it doesn't have to be intense. But, I mean, if you get a cheeseburger and you go Dutch still, you know, you're not even going to get to hold her hand, you know.
True. Well, at least me personally, I like paying for my own stuff.
Result, did we also mention Sarah's kind of hot? She pays for herself and she's hot.
No, I mean, I think that a guy should actually, you know, pay for a girl, but until it gets to that point, there's no, like,
really?
Obligation. If you're on a date, like...
Yeah, I'm away.
Wow. I never knew this, kid. This is great.
This is great for
now, is this something that all women do, or did you pick this up from your friends? I mean, was this something you worked up to?
Pick this up with one of your friends. No, don't get me wrong on what I'm saying. If you're going out on a date and it should be a traditional date, yes, the guy should pay. But if, you know, you feel like...
I think if you're in a relationship and it get, you know, and you're together for a while, then I think that's okay for the other person to pick up the check.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
but
cool.
I think definitely first date.
Not all the time, because I've been on the other side of that.
Yeah, no, occasionally.
Were you end up busting dishes or what?
Oh, not quite.
Not quite?
Did this guy make you pay for everything? Come on, now's the time.
Yeah.
Let's get him back.
Yeah.
Let's get
him back. I am not going to blast it all out on the
Well,
radio.
You don't have to give his name. You don't have to give his
George,
name.
George. Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Roger.
let's call him Lucius, all right?
Lucius
shows up for the first date, and he says what?
Isn't that also the name of the devil?
That's Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not totally heartless, man.
Why did we go all dark?
Exactly.
It's Easter Sunday, for goodness sake. No, it's really? Not. It's Easter Saturday.
Easter Saturday.
So, Lou Cipher shows up for this date. He's got his top hat, his tails, his corsage. How did it go spiraling wildly out of control?
How did it go spiraling? Oh, God. I don't want to get into
it's
that.
It's payback.
I am not going to do that.
You don't have to give it all. We don't know his name.
Did he break your heart? Did he break your heart?
Definitely not.
Oh, well then we're golden.
That's what I'm saying. By all means, let the bullets fly.
Trevor. Peter.
Do you think I would date a guy named Trevor?
Hey, don't be, that's discrimination right there. And, you know, all those Trevors, I'm really,
sorry.
I apologize. But she's hot, so.
Change your name.
And, yeah.
Okay. Change your name like I did.
Exactly.
All right, so we're not going to get
that.
You're not going to get it.
We just spent 5 minutes on that.
Too much testosterone in this room.
All right. What do you got, man, Paul? What's one of the worst dates you ever had?
Yeah, you dish.
Oh, worst dates?
Yeah.
How graphic can I get?
Go nuts, dude.
You're not going to get it from me, but you'll get it all from him.
Well, because guys don't care. You know, if it's in the past and you have no desire to be with this person again,
dude,
I'm a machine gunner.
It's a lady boy?
No. Dude, that happened. That happened before. I was a witness to it.
Oh.
Dude.
Is this a good friend of yours? Saul Gillespie.
No, this is going to take a turn for the worse if I go into this story. It's going to take a whole much too much time.
Yeah. All right, look. I'll get the ball rolling. All right, you guys, you know what I'm saying.
You go
right.
ahead.
I'm Vegas trip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take this chick out to Vegas.
You took a chick to Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Ballsy.
We don't know why. Like, I had just met her. And like, I'll explain later on.
Was she a stripper?
School teacher, actually.
Nice. Just the same. Same
thing. Yeah,
but let's just say she was very... very open-minded girl, let's put it that way.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so...
Fantastic.
And then, so you would think.
Okay.
You know? Then, within, I don't know, we basically barely crossed straight lines within a couple hours. You better do this, and you better do that, and you better. I'm like, what happened to the girls in California, man?
She called your mother.
Nice.
That's what it was.
Go Sarah.
So,
do not give your mother's phone number out.
No, we didn't even get that
until you've been together for a year.
So, you know, we got the whole weekend, you know, and I'm dealing with this. I was potentially have to deal with this. I'm like, all right, well, you know, you go do your thing. She want to go to the spa. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. I checked out and I left. I'm just punched out. I'm not going to put up with that.
You left her in Vegas.
Like I said, I can't tell everything that happened in the story.
If there's a school teacher rolling around the Vegas strip,
exactly,
for the past 4 years.
Yeah, a long time ago. But, oh, she had it coming, man. She deserved it. So I'm like, punch, goodbye. You know, I'm getting the phone call. Oh, why are you doing this? I'm like, why do you think I'm doing it? Look how you're acting.
You stood up, man.
Did you drive?
Yeah, I couldn't have done it if I didn't.
Nice. So you left at that air with no wheels and
punched.
Wow.
Dude, no, she was being a pill, and I'll tell you once we get off the air. All right, so I dumped. What do you guys got? And that's the worst date I've ever had. That's the worst. I got a second to worst, but you guys are up next.
The worst date I've ever had. They've all been spectacular.
Yeah.
Bull. That's why your face is turning red.
Most of them have been spectacular. I'm gonna be lame, man. I can't even think of a real horrendous date.
You've had all good dates.
Well, I just, you know, I'm kind of with Sarah on this too.
Made them that good.
That's right. They've been extraordinary. No, the dating scene in the U.S. is very different than the dating scene in Britain.
Yeah.
In the sense that I never got this, man. Like, I would come over here and, like, you know, you would go on multiple dates. And I'd be like, well, what do you mean? What, you can see like four or five different girls at the same time? And people are like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
same night.
I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, seriously, back home, it's like if you start dating someone, then, you know, that's kind of it. So it was all kind of a bit peculiar to me. So I went crazy.
Yeah, man, how could you not? You know?
I had a great time. I was like, this is the rules. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel bad about it. So, you know.
See, I don't follow the rules by any means, so anybody else's rules don't really apply to me.
Exactly. I mean, otherwise you're playing, you're living somebody else's life.
That's the way you do it, kid.
You go out to the library, you don't read the same book every day. You check them all out, man. Check them out 2 and 3 times.
Listen, you don't need to convince me anymore.
I think he should have played Kyle.
I think he'd be great.
No, but exactly. again, that was my mindset years ago. It's a lot different now.
Yeah, I know. We all grow up, isn't it? Uh-huh. I know. It's sad. It's sad. I know.
When is that point that guys grow up 30. And realize that? 30? Well,
30.
That's it.
That's it.
It's like you turn on
that's
the light switch.
That's why I'm taking a time out until then.
30 it's like is, a light is, switch is goes on.
Don't date anybody under 30.
Well,
right?
How old are you, Cher?
Oh.
Dun-dun-dun.
I'm so not that girl.
How old are you?
Really?
How old
I'm 26.
26?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
26, pays for herself on dates.
And she's hot.
You single right now? You single?
I don't go on dates. That's the thing.
Are you single right now?
I pay for myself. I don't go on dates.
Are you single right now?
Yes.
She's single.
What, you doing internet dating? What, are you nothing? Not even like cyber dating?
Oh, my God.
This is horrible. I can see this.
Somebody wanted to put me on those like internet, you know, dating sites and everything. I was like, no.
What's wrong? Are you trouble?
Am I trouble?
Yeah, come on, let's put
so
you on this.
So what?
Problem.
It's got to automatically be about me though,
no,
as to why.
No, you see, this is the data. Poe is shaking his head right there. He knows it. He's like, Ross, pull the cord, pull the rip cord.
So what was the question?
Well, what is it? I mean, when these guys go out with you, right? You're obviously going out with them. You're a good-looking girl. You're going out with these boys who, you know, you obviously like them because otherwise you wouldn't say yes to the date, right?
Unless I'm bored, I guess.
Maybe. Oh, okay. So nice. You boredom date.
Yeah.
But what happens from, like, you know, point A to point B? Where does it go wrong? Are they just, like, a little arrogant or, like, are they a little dumb? Or are they, you know, not that funny?
Is there, like, a D, you know, option that I can circle? Like, the all of the above?
Oh, really? Is that it? You're meeting tools. Basically, that's kind of where
you have to ask me that in this town.
That's true. In this I guess, right? Yeah. Is that, that's the deal, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you said it yourself. Yeah. At that age range, everybody's out to, you know, kind of go out on 5 dates a night and do that whole thing. And I am not one of those.
You're a traditional girl.
In this movie,
that's it.
Maybe.
She's traditional.
Right. You know what I mean?
Even in the movie, you're sweet, though. You play
I am.
That yeah. real, like, you're,
oh,
you know.
Absolutely.
You were a tool, basically, and that's why I didn't want to go out with you.
That's right. In the movie, I'm a bit. Yeah. On our first date, am I a tool on the first? No, I'm nervous on the first date.
You were nervous on the
then
first date,
then I turned
yeah.
into a bit of a tool. Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
But in my, as far as my character goes, you're just kind of a little, like. Yeah, I didn't really.
Would you not fall for an Ethan?
Would I not fall for an Ethan?
That sweet demeanor of a guy who's really, you know, he'll pick up the check and he's all nervous, his palms are sweaty. He orders your food mm-hmm. for you. I mean, he's a gentleman.
Yeah, no, total gentleman.
No dice?
I guess maybe I would decide if, maybe, I'd give the fact of you being nervous a possible second shot.
Cute.
All right, what do you mean by
but you also thought that I, that you invited me on the date, so.
So he's a bit stupid. he falls into the stupid category.
I would call that nervous. I would say he was nervous.
No, he was totally being nervous.
Yeah. But internet dating, not for you, right? Not going to happen.
We're going to have a line of guys over 30, all your listeners.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm a good guy.
It's going to be pretty funny.
They'll all be nervous. Wow. They'll all, like, you know, trip over themselves a little bit.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to put that into my schedule.
Well, that and, you know, she goes Dutch.
Huge.
Know, that right there.
No, if that's not what I said, though. If
that's what I heard.
Date,
that's all I heard. I turned the rest out.
I myself, but if it is a traditional date like that, I believe that a man should be traditional and mm-hmm. pay for the work.
Listen, if it's absolutely. A traditional date, the guy pays, and they have a little kiss at the end of the night.
Possibly.
A little smooch.
Yeah.
If it goes well, of course.
Not even tongue, just a peck, you know?
Whoa.
Wow, you're getting...
I said not tongue, just a peck on the cheek.
I just threw up in my mouth.
What'd you thought I meant? What'd you think I said?
I don't know. I thought you said commando before when you were talking about Dutch. So.
Whoa.
No. That's not what I meant.
We've taken an inappropriate turn, and I like it.
Exactly. All right. What are some of the stupidest things that you guys have actually said to a woman that actually worked?
Oh, this will be good.
Oh, I've said ridiculous things before.
Yeah, I used to follow the whole rules of what my older friends would tell me to do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And they were setting you up, though?
So, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And occasionally, it actually worked because I think the girls took pity upon it.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't believe this guy asked me that. But yeah, you know, the whole thing was your father a
Lines. You used the lines. Dude. Like the stars from the sky in your eyes.
And, we tried all that silly stuff.
Christ. All right, how old were you doing? How old were you when you were doing this?
27. It only works if you're like, you know, European, if you're French or something. You can only get away with lines. Then,
even then,
it's almost a little
If you have a French guy and he's like, oh, yeah, your father was a thief.
I did.
Oh, you had a dude approach you and say something like this?
No, we were hanging out, and it was that typical. You know, I wanna be with you again under the stars and that whole.
It sounds like Petit Le Pew.
Yeah,
remember that cartoon? Oh, I want to kiss your heart.
That's great.
Sorry to all the French. Not that you're all Petit Le Pews.
Yeah,
I'm clarifying. Yeah. I love France.
Yeah.
There's a couple things I actually saw in the film that I loved, and I'm not giving them away. But that monkey story. That intrigued me.
That's a true story.
That's what I wanted to ask you. That's a true story?
Yeah, look it up on the internet.
Oh, man. As a species, we're screwed.
Yeah. You know what? it's not giving too much away if you talk about that. It's not going to give away the premise. It's a real interesting story. When I read it, I was like,
break it down for us.
Okay, good, Carl. I mean,
Ross. Hold on. Not only is he not calling me by my character name, he called me by his own character name.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, no, I don't even remember the full ins and outs. I mean, you know the dialogue. I mean, don't recite your speech. But.
Right. It's basically, without giving it all away, it's saying that clinically there was a study done, and I forget which college did it or university, stating that they were teaching monkeys how to trade money for food. And one of the monkeys gave the other monkey something else in change.
What did he give him?
For the money to get the food.
What? Man. What was it?
A banana? The other monkey gave
salami.
Him his banana so he could get some money to buy some food.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
To buy more bananas?
Yes, to buy more bananas, but different bananas than the banana that he gave her.
Everybody in the entire audience right now is utterly confused.
They're like, what are these retards? Are you allowed to say retards?
No.
No, what are these challenged people?
Special needs.
This is so inappropriate. Yeah, you got to watch this movie. I mean, this is Kyle right now talking.
When you actually see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a real eye-opener. That one scene, I was like, it really intrigued me. I'm like, wow, is that really something that can happen in real life? And apparently it is.
Movie's kind of full of things where, it does. I think you said it earlier. It's what most guys kind of think about saying, and only very few would. So that's where, you know, the movie's full of those kind of stories and anecdotes of, you know, guys and girls dating and the shoulds and should nots.
It's very real.
It is.
Yeah. Absolutely. And depending on which stage you are in life, love, your relationships, what have you, you're going to be able to relate to
you'll recognize every relationship in there. You'll recognize it. You know, we've all had those. We've all had the heartbreak. We've all had the not so fun. We've had the fun. We've had the crazy. I mean, it's the crazy
friend that cried on the couch for months because his girlfriend left him.
Yeah, and you're like, well, fuck up, man. You know, there's plenty of action out there, and then it happens to you. You're like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
I was, and this is just, I guess, a guy thing, because I have a girlfriend. You know, we've been involved in a relationship, and I love her. We love each other very much. But
congrats.
Thank you. When what happened with your character, Ross, when she left, I'm like, well, and this is a guy. This is the guy in me. I'm like, well, you got the TV and the Xbox.
What more
do you want, man? I mean, we're dudes.
That was us on set in between every take. Like, all right, where is he? Check the Xbox.
I would be on the Xbox. Because here's my thing, right? I was a PlayStation kid, so I'd never used the Xbox ever. And these guys had it on set all the time, and all the crew were just like masters at this game. And I was just like, I was so excited that I could play with like four other people.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. We had a lot of fun in between shooting.
I can see that.
But basically, the film is a relationship film.
Yeah.
It has about eight characters and solely that it follows through their relationships. And it starts off with the lead character, Ethan, who is Ross McCall right here, basically gets dumped by his fiance. And he kind of recruits his brother, Kyle, myself, to try to guide him and help him in his relationship problems and they're kind of, you know, they see different views. So it's that's basically a little bit of the spectrum of the movie, and it's very similar to the current movie out right now that is called She's Not That Into You.
I've heard of it and haven't seen it.
I've seen it, and it's has a similar vibe. So if you
it's
like
got the
that
same
movie,
tone, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, and like Swingers, Brothers McMullen, it's that kind of vibe too. Right. I mean, it's a very relationshipy, very funny, talky, and you know, an entertaining ride for everybody. In it.
And if you pay attention, you'll catch a lot of homages in Knuckle Draggers to other films and certain things that we gave props to, and see if people pick it up.
We actually did one with it was an insert shot. I was in a show called Band of Brothers a while back, and one of our inserts, and everybody who knows me who watches the movie laugh every time because we got the DVD in there.
Oh yeah, we went out ready, like, got it.
It's like full blown on the screen. It's terrific. So yeah, it's a lot of shout outs.
I'm definitely going to have to watch this again and look for little things like that. I did notice the Boondock Saints thing,
and notice their date at the end of their date. There's a little special something to another film that we liked.
Which one?
I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away because I'm going to watch
if
it.
If I say
again.
The film, then it'll give
Mighty
it away.
Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks, exactly.
I love Mighty
Emilio
Ducks.
Estevez, I think that was.
Mighty Ducks 1 and 2, same movie, genius.
Now, let's talk about the film fest
like
for Knuckle Draggers.
Okay.
What do we got coming up?
Which is coming up, I think the Sunday after next, April 26th at 4 o'clock at the Newport Beach Film Festival in Newport Beach and at the Fashion Square Mall is our premiere. And that is a pretty big deal for us. Crash, the movie, premiered there and did really well. And we like the fest. It's a great festival, great people, very supportive of the filmmakers. So Sunday, 4 o'clock, the 26th. Get your butts over there. And if some reason you can't, we just got another screening on Thursday the 30th at 3.
Terrific.
So at same place, Fashion Square Mall, Newport Beach. After that, we were just honored to be the closing ceremony film at the Real Heart Film Festival in Toronto, which is a very big honor. And it's a great festival as well. So all you Canadians, if you're listening, we will be in Toronto June 27th, tearing up your town nicely. Yeah.
Oh, I think they're going to enjoy it. And if they want to see the trailer, where can they see the trailer?
Trailer? It's everywhere, basically. You can go to knuckledraggersthemovie.com. You can go to YouTube. You can go to the Newport Beach Film Festival, my site, Ross's site, Sarah's site, every cast member's site, or MySpace, or Facebook, or I'll just keep rambling.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. You can find it online.
You can find it online.
All right. I want to talk about what you guys have coming up next and what type of characters you like to play. Let's start with Sarah, ladies first.
Absolutely.
What kind of character do I like to play? I have a strange fascination to play somebody with split personality disorder.
Why?
Why?
Close to home.
Close to home. No, there's this old black and white movie that I really want to do a remake of, and it was a character who had three different personalities, and then by the end of it, all three of them kind of mold into one.
What movie was this?
I think, and I've heard one person say that it's Three Faces of Eve. It's not Sybil. Everybody, you know, of course, goes for that. But
Sybil, the sitcom?
No. Primal Fear, actually.
Sybil Shepherd.
Great.
Did you see Primal Fear?
Primal
great.
Fear.
Ed Norton in that?
Yeah, yeah, love that.
Brilliant, man.
Yeah.
Good choice.
All right, so you want to play the psycho?
Yeah, why not?
The psycho and the good girl.
All wrapped up in one.
All wrapped up in one. And then a third one in there, which I don't know what that would be, but just for good measure.
The girl who goes Dutch on dates.
That's what you mean.
Ross, what do you
commando.
Got?
I just got the second season of Crash, so we start that again, which is a TV show on Starz with Dennis Hopper and myself and a couple of other folks. We had a great first season, and we start shooting, I think, next month. So that'll be out around July-ish. And we've got Green Street Hooligans 2, which is the sequel to Green Street Hooligans 1.
Nice.
Which I did.
Busy dude, man.
Yeah, it's been good, man. Hey, listen, I'm very blessed. I don't take it for granted at all. So we've got that coming out, I think, next month on DVD here in the States. But it's doing great, you know. It's like number 5 in the UK right now and number 9 in Germany. So, you know, things are looking up.
All right.
I actually enjoyed Crash. I watched every episode for
you. Did you, mate?
I did.
God bless you.
That's love. You're showing some love.
Look at that.
You got it, man. I watched my boy's show, The Shield. I never missed one episode of that.
Well, we had the same creators as The Shield, the same guys that were doing Crash.
Yeah, I love FX. It's great, man. Well, not FX, but
Starz.
Starz, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Thanks, man.
All right, Paul, what do you got coming up next?
Well, I worked on...
And I know you got layers, man. Yeah, so let's have it all.
Just go quick, man. I worked on...
Take your time.
The Boondock Saints 2 on the producing side. I worked on this film called Au Pair Kansas, starring Tracy Lords. Mm-hmm. After that, I went back to finish up Knuckle Draggers because I need to get that done. And I have a few other films in development right now, which one is going to be a romantic comedy, and then I have a thriller. And I'm not going to mention names, but if everything goes well once this is done, there are some nice roles for a lot of the members in Knuckle Draggers.
Nice. Will be nice. Coming. Okay, everybody smiled.
No, do you know what?
He
didn't even look at me at that point.
I didn't look at anybody.
He's looking at Sarah, and he's like, hey, I got a nice role. Yeah,
no, we have some really good stuff going on. So once we get Knuckle Draggers sold, it's on.
Yeah, I think you're going to sell. Well, I know you're going to sell it. And you know what? I'd like to see a part two of Knuckle Draggers. What do you think, man?
It's possible.
Absolutely.
The female's version.
Yeah. Oh, actually, well, not a bad idea.
Well, yeah, interesting.
Bad idea.
Where would you take that?
We gotta write the script.
No, I don't want word for word. Just real quick. Hey, pitch it. Let's hear it.
Two girls making out.
That's it. Oh, sold. Jesus. Everybody will buy it. Everybody will buy it. That's it. I'll buy a ticket.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but you know what? No, I mean, I wasn't thinking
the
about
two
from
girls
the
making
no,
that
from,
would sell.
No. From the female point of view, but now that you mention it, yeah, there's definitely an angle there.
Absolutely,
definitely an angle.
There's always two sides to every story.
You know what? I don't like this perversion in this room. I'm sorry.
He's mine's in the gutter.
That movie, He's Not That Into You, is kind of like a female version esque of Knuckle Draggers.
Really? Yeah, we've kind of taken the male spin on it, and see, you had like a multi-million dollar idea. They took it.
No, it was a book.
Oh, you're a reader.
Of course I read it. I mean, you know, exactly. It's on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
That and Twilight.
Yes. Amazing, by the way. I am a fan.
That would definitely be something, man.
Adapt it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Should. We're rocking.
The great thing with Knuckle Draggers, though, for me is, you know, because we knew this was a small movie going in, you know, and everybody kind of had to roll their sleeves up and dig in the dirt. But it was worth it. From the first time I read the script, I was like, this is going to be one of those little gems that people will really kind of, you know, go towards and enjoy.
Yeah, and they'll be able to relate to it. All the characters are relatable. And production value, editing, sound mixing, the soundtrack. I mean, awesome.
Dude, you'll never guess, man. It's like you said, everyone rolling up their sleeves, mm-hmm. pitching in, and you couldn't imagine what it cost us to make this film.
Well, $4.
And a couple cheeseburgers.
Well, you're gonna make it back. You're going to make it back. I also liked that, especially if you're from L.A. or have lived in L.A. for a while, you're going to be able to just to see, you know, familiar areas and things just around town. Like, oh, I've been there. I got friends who hang out there.
Yeah, L.A. was definitely one of our characters.
It was definitely a character. Yeah.
And that was kind of, you know, on purpose, really, I think we all
right. Even down to the 405, the freeways.
That's right.
The freeways, you know, boys being jammed up, which we all dealt with today, you know, getting down here.
And, man, we snapped those. I mean, I remember, like, you and I just going, quick, we've got 40 minutes before our next setup. Let's grab a camera. Grab our DP, Ruben, jump in the car, and go take some pop shots. I mean, we stole so many shots.
Yeah, it was.
Are we in trouble for permits right now?
That's how you got it.
Yeah.
Permit, man. Exactly. It's already been shot. It's in the can.
You're in the middle of dialogue, and Ross is like, there's a cop. Slow down.
The cops know what's going on, man.
They were very, very friendly, very nice. And they,
yeah, as long as you're not burning the joint down. It's L.A. They know what's going on.
And restaurants gave us their places, and bars gave us their places, and friends gave us houses, and it was
churches.
I mean, we had great locations, and you know, so many people to thank, really. We got lucky.
And then our boy James Owens Studios did a lot of our artwork and in the movie, and did a movie poster and tons of other work for us. So props up to James Owens Studios.
It looked really nice. I mean, just the whole set design, art department. You got some really talented people working on that stuff, man. Really good stuff.
Go watch the movie.
Yes,
please. Absolutely. Okay, listen, we got to wrap it up, but I want you guys to go around the horn, say who you are, what you do, how to get in contact with you, and throw a plug or a shout out if you have one. So go ahead. Start ladies first.
Sarah Delane. Shout out to my mama, of course, and my girl Marina, my girl Sonia. And contact me by MySpace/SERAHDLAINE, agent, manager, all that contacts on there.
Paul Alessi, contact me through my website again, pauljalessi.com. And I want to see all you people out at the Newport Beach Film, Newport Beach Film Festival,
easy
the 26th.
You,
exactly. Yes. Blah, 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 speech impediment. And then the Real Heart Film Festival Canada, June 27th. Shout out to all of our supporters and our hard casting crew.
All right. Absolutely.
Ross McCall, you can find me walking my dog in many parks around LA. And a shout out to Sarah's mom and her grandma.
My grandma's nice. Not living anymore.
Well, so what? It's up to heaven. I just wanted to say hi to the family.
He so did look sweet. Up.
Thank you.
He
did.
He was
he
looking
did.
Up.
They got internet radio in heaven.
She hears you. Oh, sure. She hears
yeah.
you.
All right, listen, guys, I want to thank you again for coming in and just sharing some time and some laughs with me.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. And everybody, look out for this film because it's going to kill you. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. Guys and girls of all ages, you're going to enjoy it. Listen, got to wrap it up. So I'm going to read these plugs and we're out of here. We can start our Saturday night, okay?
Knuckle Drag is the movie.
Crash on Stars. Crash on Stars. Season 2. What?
All right. Next week, I got a feature documentary director, Janine Mayring, coming in with her film From Silent to Sound. It's an intense, intense piece about a young man who grows up deaf and through an operation gains the use of his hearing. So, and the trials and tribulations he dealt with going through that. So look forward to that next week. Think Dreamin' Productions. Want to thank them. In-house Caleb Clothing and Infuse for all your graphic design needs. Go to Caleb Clothing or Infuse.com. And coming up, a buddy of mine who co-hosts with me from time to time, his name is Donnell Turner. He's got a film called Alternative. Look for that because it's a killer. And now we got that out of the way. That's it. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks for having us,
thank
man.
Thank you.
My Knuckle Drag is a movie.
Knuckle Drag is a movie.
Crash Stars, Queen Street.
All my shooters out there, keep shooting. I hope all your gates are good. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to In the Can.
In the Can.
With Kip Brown.
Kip Brown.
Only on LA Talk Radio.